Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and welcome to this Word of Grace broadcast on CJMQ to the Eastern Townships of Quebec. As many of you know, my name is Nigel Parker, and I am the recently inducted minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. If you have your own live church connection, we encourage you in that. But St. Andrew's worships every Sunday at our building at 256 Queen Street, and all are welcome there at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. Over the past couple of weeks, we have been reflecting on accents and stories in the Bible about accents, about how people speak. And today we're going to think about the sound of the most important voice of all, the voice of God. Listen to these words from Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forests bare. And in his temple all cry glory. The Lord sits over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Our first musical item.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the psalmist told out of the power of your voice, and we rejoice that at the beginning your voice called into being all that there is, from the highest heavens to the depths of the seas, the grandest galaxies to the smallest fractions of matter. We praise you that every day your creation sings out of your glory as the winds blow and the waters tumble, the birds sing and humankind makes music. We hear your voice calling to us in a myriad ways, but most of all we praise you that in Jesus you have spoken to us words of eternal life. In him we hear a voice that beckons us to a life rich and full and deep and rich with meaning. Jesus has a voice that can raise the dead, still the storm, drive out evil and declare victory over death. We praise you that his is even a voice that can forgive our sin. We praise you, our God. Lord, it's only you who can blot out our sin and make our guilt depart. But foolishly we try and redeem ourselves. We use our voices to make excuse for our failings, and we muzzle our mouths when called upon to speak to you, for you, about you. Some sins we understand enough to name. Forgive us, Lord. Some sins we hide. Speak to us in this day a word of grace, that it may be for us nothing less than the very voice of heaven itself. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. When I visited Sherbrooke first in the fall of 2019, I and a friend were going through a park. We fell into a conversation with a man who was delighted to welcome me as a tourist to Quebec. He told me about the hundreds of thousands of lakes and bodies of water in Quebec, together with all the rivers. And as a visitor, I was impressed at how large the St. Francis and the Massawippi rivers were, even when we were so far from the open ocean. For Canada has 7% of the world's renewable fresh water. Our reading will talk about water, but another piece of music first. Our reading this morning comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, reading at verse 12. The Apostle John describes what he sees when heaven is opened to him. I turned round to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze, glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance. Amen. John was describing there, in eloquent but inadequate words, the glory and the wonder of Jesus seated in the throne of glory. Did you hear how John described the voice of Jesus, what Jesus sounded like? He said that the voice of Jesus sounded like the sound of many waters. What would that mean? Well, Canadians know what the sound of many waters are like. The Niagara Falls website tells us that it's believed that Niagara is a derivative of the Iroquoian word Ongiara, which is anglicized by missionaries, and the name appears on maps as early as 1641, and the generally accepted meaning is the strait. But others believe that the word Niagara is taken from another indigenous word meaning thundering waters. The voice of Jesus sounds like many waters, Niagara. You will know of another major waterfall in Africa, the colonial name of which is the Victoria Falls on the Zambezi River border between Zambia and Zimbabwe. It has an African name that means the smoke that thunders. The voice of Jesus sounds like mighty rushing water. How does that resonate with you? How does that touch you to think that Jesus has the voice that sounds like a waterfall? Two words for this morning, and the first is power. For 100 years, the Canadian Niagara Power Company generating station harnessed the powerful energy of the Horseshoe Falls and turned it into a great source of electricity. And now it's been turned into a tourist site and an educational experience that highlights the history and the architectural features of this 115-year-old engineering marvel. There is power in the rushing waters. And there's power in the voice of God in Jesus Christ. It was through the voice of God in Jesus that God made the heavens and the earth. In the Genesis narrative, it's God's voice in Jesus that calls the world into being. The voice of God had power to call the universe into existence. And out of chaos and disorder, the voice of God goes out and creates order. Light, land, and life come to be at the sound of the voice of God. And God's voice creates order. And do you know what? It still does. We live in a time when listening's value has declined. Our world is noisy with many voices clamoring for our attention. How can we keep on the right course in life when we're surrounded by so many contradictory, chaotic opinions, especially when we've just finished an election season? We end up with disordered lives and distressed minds. But as at the beginning of time, God's voice in Jesus creates order, so now God's voice in Jesus can create order in our lives and the lives of all who believe. Many loud voices compete for our attention, and often it's difficult to discern the voice of Jesus and to know what is true and good. But only the voice of Christ can give meaning to our lives. Only his voice brings the peace and forgiveness for which we yearn. Above the competing clamoring for our attention, the voice of God calls to us like a waterfall, inviting us to listen and to find in him peace in the power. We'll think a little more about that after our next musical item.
My God, how wonderful!
Jesus' voice brings power and peace. We thought about the voice of God in Jesus calling order out of chaos. And yet there's another case where the power of the voice of Jesus calls out. In John's Gospel, chapter 11, we read of Jesus had a special friendship with two sisters and a brother, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Lazarus fell ill, and though the sisters sent for Jesus, Jesus tarried and Lazarus died. And when Jesus got there, Lazarus had been dead 4 days already. He was there with the tomb with no possible chance of new life. Even if he was in a coma, there was no way of escaping the tomb. Death had made him a prisoner. He would never know freedom again. However, the voice of God changed all that as Jesus cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." Jesus' voice set him free. Jesus' voice had the power even to conquer death. What does it mean for us? It means that the voice of God is calling us in Jesus away from whatever imprisons us, whatever enslaves us, even from the sin that so easily besets us, and from the death that would trap us forever. Lazarus came out of the tomb because he heard Jesus' voice. What did he hear? He heard a familiar voice, like the sheep who knows the voice of their shepherd. He heard the voice of reassurance. Jesus' voice has power to conquer death and brings us peace. The sound of a waterfall is called white sound or white noise, and you can get recordings of white sound that help you to fall asleep. All the frequencies in the audible range are reproduced that produces relaxation and peace in mind. And the voice of God is a voice that brings us peace. To those who believe and trust in him, the voice of God holds no terror or causes us anxiety. God's voice is a calming presence, a still small voice that comforts and gives us hope. Such was the voice of Jesus that comforted Mary and Martha as Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." It was his voice that enabled Lazarus to be free. And it's that voice of sound of many waters that speaks its powerful but peaceful word to us. The hymn says, "I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad." We turn to God in prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for water, for its smooth cleanness as it runs from our taps, for water that is safe for drinking, water that doesn't stop running. We thank you for beautiful blue lakes, for the tumbling water of streams, for the rushing of rivers, for the powerful peace of a waterfall, for the richness of water resources in our part of the world, for the water that falls from our skies, that onto gardens and crops, fueling green growth and food for the world. For the fun that there is in water, swimming pools filled with laughing children and sprinklers making rainbows on the hottest days. Water is so ever-present, so powerful and life-giving, we almost forget that it's a gift from you. But it is also a signpost to your voice. For within the tumbling sounds of mighty rushing waters, we discern the voice of a Creator calling us to peace. Peace with you, peace with one another. And we come with prayers today for the people who need your spirit of healing flowing into their lives. There are people who grieve the loss of loved ones. In the chaos of lives that have been torn apart by the sorrow and sadness of death, comfort them with visions of eternal streams. There are those for whom hope has been blocked off and dammed up. Where we're lonely, fill us now. Where we can find no love in our hearts, fill us now. Forgive us for living parched lives, wastelands where we think only of ourselves and spare no thoughts for those around us. Thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit in the lives of the people who believe and trust in you that bubbles up like water to eternal life. Today, Lord, we pray for the dry places of the world. Some of them dry for want of rain and rich water resources. For lands where people walk long distances for water, where children's education are disrupted because day after day children have to go fetch water from faraway wells. For lands where weather patterns have changed and people wait in desperate hope for rain. For countries like Israel and Palestine, where access to water becomes a weapon of oppression. Lord, give us a thirst for righteousness and justice. Help us to work for peace in our world. We live in a world which is thirsting and parched for good news, where there is so much water, yet many are thirsty. So many wells that offer words of eternal life, but which are shallow and poisoned. We bring to you our own prayers now, praying that living water would come for us. We pray all this in Jesus' name, who is living water for us all, and who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.